And you've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM WDLR at AM 1270. I am your host, Mike Bozich, welcoming you to the program on this Saturday. First and foremost, we hope each and every one of you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I know that I did. Plenty to be thankful for. I'll tell you what, the one thing not to be thankful for is I hold in my hand a bag of cough drops, and I've just been on my second dose of DayQuil. Whatever is going on and going around is just absolutely crazy. This cold is, and it's a pretty big one. It has kind of knocked out my whole household, but you know what? It's okay, because I'm not going to let it slow the show down at all. And speaking of this show, we've got a great show on tap for you today. We're going to tell you about it in just a moment. But first, let's thank our fine sponsors who make this show possible. The Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science. Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet, drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. All right, a great show on tap for you today. Milestones galore. This is going to be a program that is going to center around milestones here today. Trainer Jessica Milner will be joining the program. She notched her 1,000th win back on the 26th of November with a horse by the name of Annie L. We're going to talk to her coming up in segment two. And also, we're going to have a little bit of a bonus. We're going to hear the stretch call of that race by, or actually the complete call of that race by our good friend Kenny Livingood. So don't you let your radio dial stick around for that. One of the rarities, this is a huge rarity, especially considering these two gentlemen's place in the national driver standings. Tony Morgan and the individual that we're going to hear from, Ohio-based driver in segment three of this program, Aaron Merriman, both notching milestone wins. Tony Morgan, now second in North America, picked up his 18,000th driving win. Dave Pallone, of course, is number one. And Aaron Merriman, our man right here from the state of Ohio, has notched his 17,000th driving win, and he is number three. Not this season. I'm talking about all time. And, you know, Aaron's still a young guy, by the way. So we're going to talk to Aaron coming up in segment three. Aaron's always a blast to talk to, by the way. I've interviewed him on several occasions for several different formats and shows, and Aaron's always a treat. So you're certainly not going to want to miss that interview. But boy, hats off to those two drivers, Tony Morgan and Aaron Merriman, accomplishing that in the same day. Boy, that is just mind-numbing. So congratulations to both of them. We're going to talk to Aaron coming up. A quick note before we get to our first time out. This courtesy of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association Facebook page. The Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association will host a charity night on Saturday, December 6th at Hollywood Gaming and Dayton Raceway. 10 charities will participate in the event, each paired with a horse during a designated race. The charity paired with the first place finisher will receive $10,000, second gets $5,000, third $3,000. For more information, check out the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association on their Facebook page. Jessica Milner on the other side of this timeout.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
And we are back on Off to the Races. You've got my 96.7 FM, WDLR AM 1270. Off to the Races, the program. And right now, we are joined by very special guest trainer Jessica Milner, who picked up her 1,000th win last week. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Jessica, first of all, tell us about that 1,000th win. I know that certainly had to mean a lot to you. It's quite a milestone.
It did. It meant a whole lot, especially because I started doing this because of my dad, and my dad had passed away earlier this year, so that was it meant a lot.
And I know that, I know that had to be special. And I saw on your Facebook page, that's one of the first posts that you made right after that milestone was, thanks to your dad and your gramps, that win was kind of for them, and I know that had to be a special one for you.
Yes, it was very special.
Jessica, tell us about how you got started in the sport of harness racing.
I was born and raised in it. My parents did it since they were teenagers, and we were stabled at Pompano Park. I was born in Florida, and I grew up there for about 10 years, running around the racetrack there, and then we went from there up north to Canada, and then Canada to Buffalo, and then Buffalo to Ohio.
So certainly a very interesting roadmap. What kind of made you want to come out to the state of Ohio?
I actually met my now husband in Buffalo, and he's from Ohio.
Oh, okay, very good. And how many head of horses right now do you have?
25.
Wow, okay. There was a horse that I was reading about, and I know this horse was pretty special to you about a season or two ago, that created some headlines named Bernie. Tell us a little bit about him and what kind of he meant to your stable at that point in time.
Oh, Bernie's my once-in-a-lifetime horse. He's been amazing on and off the track. Just the ride that he took me and my barn on was absolutely awesome.
And tell us about some of the horses that you have now training, maybe some of the horses that we can kind of look out for in the coming weeks and months ahead.
One very special one he actually races mainly at Dayton is Jolzie Hanover. He's won the Open there a couple times, and just a very nice, personable horse too as well, very fast. Right now, I mean, I got him. I got Silver Bentley. He races in the upper classes at Dayton, and Risen Man, he races in the upper classes, so I got a handful that are up there, and I race a lot of non-winners horses at Northfield, so.
And of course, you know what? It's obviously can't be done without a team, a support staff of people. Give some of them people a shout out that have kind of make this whole thing click.
Oh yeah, absolutely. My husband, who's my second trainer, he's been awesome and by my side through all of this, especially with the year that we've had. My sister, she works for me, and my mother, they both help me out in the barn. And then one of my main grooms is Tyrese Lavery. He's been awesome. And Ryan Deaton and Aaron Ryder, they've been two people that I can always count on when I need them. So.
Visiting with Jessica Milner. Jessica, one final question before we let you go. What is some of the goals that you've set for yourself as a trainer? Is there any big race that you want to win or anything that you kind of want to accomplish before it's all said and done?
I would say probably to have a horse in the Little Brown Jug. I feel like that's every horse trainer's ultimate goal, so.
Yeah, I would definitely say. Well, you know what? Listen, that's a pretty popular answer on this radio station. Of course, the home of the Little Brown Jug and the Little Brown Jug Radio Network. Well, Jessica, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Fantastic stuff and continued success in your stable here and the rest of 2025 and beyond.
Thank you so much.
Annie L., Miss Snickers, and I'll be seeing you begin well. Typhoon Tony looking for some forward position off stride. Mindful Amos on a run as they bend around the opening turn. Miss Snickers drives to the lead to take over from Albie Seeing You. Up on the outside, Annie L is uncovered third. Then it's CS Swan Lexi who's racing from fourth, and Typhoon Tony who landed in fifth in front of Talkin Bout Tonight. They're followed by He's a Tough Tee as they work across the backstretch. 10 back to Goals Achiever, 10 more to Mindful Amos. And up top, here's Annie L to take over. Off an opening panel in 29-2, Annie L to the top at 1-5. Three length leader, Miss Snickers second. I'll be seeing you in line third. CS Swan Lexi occupies the fourth position, six lengths away with 5/8 to travel. Typhoon Tony is next, who's traveling four clear of Talking About Tonight. Then He's a Tough Tee. It's 2.5 back to Goals Achiever and Mindful Amos, the trailer. They are well strung out across the race course behind Annie L, who gets down to the half in 60 seconds flat. Miss Snickers is second. I'll be seeing you as third. CS Swan Lexi fourth. Typhoon Tony fifth. No change in the plot here. It's Annie L just coasting along for Irvine, entering the backstretch in front. Miss Snickers is second. I'll be seeing you as third. CS Swan Lexi races from fourth, still about half a dozen away. Two clear of Typhoon Tony as they enter the backstretch. All about Annie L, the daughter of Long Tom, out front here. Miss Snickers trying to keep trot with that one from the pocket. Still two clear of I'll be seeing you, then CS Swan Lexi, 3/4, 129-4. They leave the backstretch and swing on to the far turn. Annie L in front. Miss Snickers second. Up on that, CS Swan Lexi has trotted up into third outside of Albie Seeing You. There's an 1/8 mile left to go. Annie L looking every bit the part. She turns in front by three. CS Swan Lexi's up into second past Miss Snickers. In deep stretch, Annie L will give trainer Jessica Milner her 1,000th training victory.
All right, thank you very much for that race call, Kenny Livingood, as trainer Jessica Milner notches a milestone, her 1,000th training win with Annie L. Back on the 26th of November. So hats off to Jessica and the team. Roger Houston wrote a pretty nice Facebook post, and the post when we were talking to Jessica that she made on Facebook that we were referring to shortly after her 1,000th win, she says, "This one's for you, Dad and Gramps. Thank you so much, team, and everyone who has helped me along the way." And that's, you know, one of the things that you realize when you interview these trainers and, you know, we interview these drivers, they're first to point out that it's not an individual effort. It's a team effort. It really takes a village out there to take care of these horses, race these horses, make sure the horses are well taken care of. So hats off to Team Milner. She's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And her best year was 2022. She won 109 races that year, earning $1,004,490. She's had a career of 8,611 starts. Of course, 1,000 wins as of that day, a little more now, 1,087 seconds and 1,081 thirds for total career earnings of $8,352,888. And she got her training career underway back in 2010 with her first win back in 2012. So once again, congrats to Team Milner. Still lots left to come on this edition of Off to the Races. When we come back, Aaron Merriman, a milestone of his own. 17,000 driving wins, putting him number three in the world. And we'll be right back.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Hey And we are back on Off to the Races. You've got by 96.7 FM, WDLR and AM 1270. And right now we are joined by Aaron Merriman. Quite a feat, Aaron. 17,000 career wins. That is now number three in North American. You know, one of the most interesting things of the whole day is that the number two driver in wins in North America, Tony Morgan, got his 18,000th. How rare is that for two big milestones like that on the same day?
Yeah, I mean, it is rare, I'd have to say. You know, you don't get that. I don't think you get any sort of milestones on the same day, you know, around the country, no matter what they are, you know. And, you know, all milestones mean something, so it's kind of a cool feat.
Well, I know this is had to be a cool thing for you. I mean, number three, and I was just, I was saying back in the beginning of the program, I mean, you're still a young guy. I mean, you still got a lot of races ahead of you. Even though you may not feel like it sometimes, I mean, you're still a young guy. But, you know, let's start with the most important thing. How many miles do you have on your vehicle?
Probably put close to 70,000-80,000 miles a year, I'd say.
Yeah, that is certainly something else. Of course, you go back and forth. You drive at the Meadows during the day and drive at Northfield Park at night. And I know it's daytime, nighttime, and, you know, the money's good and you got to get it while it's there. Aaron, let's talk about that 17,000th win. On a personal level, what did that milestone mean to you?
I'm probably like the worst person to ask about this kind of stuff. When it smacks you in the face, you know, it's a lot. You know, it's a lot of wins, and you know, it's a lot of, you know, time, and I guess you could say, you know, like you said, I'm, you know, relatively young, and I feel like my work's not done yet. So I don't know if it's time to reflect or not, but. You know, when you get that and it's announced and, you know, it's right there in your face, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, what have I been doing all these years? You know, like, it just like, oh, it's very surreal in a way.
You know, and the funny thing about it is the gentleman that's number one in wins in the North America and the world, Dave Pallone, is somebody that you pretty much compete against almost every race day at the Meadows.
Yeah, I do. Like, you don't get the real Dave Pallone unless you race against him. You know, you don't get his drive and competitiveness is pretty much unmatched. Like, you know, there's been a lot of great drivers drive there, and you don't unseat him. You know, he's just he's he's much better than I think he actually gets credit for, if you want the truth. You know, I mean, he's a little older now, whatever, but like, the guy's so sharp. He still keeps the horse going. He can still, you know, he drives good horses, bad horses, doesn't matter. He does it all.
Visiting with driver Aaron Merriman. Now, Aaron, let's go back to the early days for those listeners that might be tuning in for the first time and maybe not so familiar with you, but tell us about the early days. How'd you get started in the business, and was driving horses something you always knew you wanted to do?
Oh, definitely that wasn't something I always wanted to do. No, it was not. I my uncle even bought me a horse, and I had a horse, I think I was like 16 or something like that, or 15, I don't know. I didn't even paddock the horse. I didn't take care of it. I didn't do anything, really, the first couple years. Of course, you know, I wanted to play sports and, you know, graduate and started school. Then I didn't, you know, then I quit and, you know, I started racing. I moved to Toledo there to go to school, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I can work at the track part-time. And then all of a sudden, the next summer, I come out and get my license, like, when I was 19 or 20. So I never really started driving until I was almost 21. But it was definitely something I didn't really necessarily thought it was going to be a part of my life, to be honest with you. It just, once you get that itch, you know, and you taste it a little bit, and if it's meant to be, you just do it.
Visiting with driver Aaron Merriman. Now, Aaron, 17,000 wins is, obviously it's a lot of wins. Do you still remember that first one?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Albert's Filly was my first win ever. Bruce Sturgeon was a trainer. He's just, like, it's a super nice guy. You know, he's been around a long time, still around. He still drives here a little bit. And he's like, hey, I got this nice little mare that you can go drive. You know, she'd be a great horse for, you know, someone learning to drive. And you know, She was a tiny little horse, but she was mighty. She was kind of racing up towards the Flazemers Open, which was at Raceway Park, which wasn't very a lot, but I mean, for that area, it was good, you know. So I had my first win, and then my first wreck all within about a week's time up there.
So you got the full baptism by fire. You got everything right, everything right out of the way in the first week.
Yes, yes. I mean, unfortunately. But yes, you know, that goes with the territory too. So, but you know, it just like, I do remember it. Like, my memory's not the best anymore for whatever reason. I don't know if it's from the injuries or whatever, but like, I do definitely remember the race. And, you know, I remember the people I drove for. They were really nice people.
Let's talk about some of the special wins of those 17,000. A couple of the memories, a couple of those really, really special wins that stick out in your mind.
Oh gosh. I don't really know. That sounds so dumb. I remember my 1,000th win was very, 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 very memorable. I think I had like 14 or 15 drives, and I was just kind of moved back to Northfield from Raceway Park, and my mom was there, and I was like, man, I got to get this or whatever. And I went with like, you know, a mid to long shot, you know, so it was nice to get it. And you know, you're thinking to yourself, you want to get 1,000 wins, you know, like everyone, you know, like that's a big deal, you know, like, cause a lot of people don't have 1,000 wins. So that was it. And then, I'd say my 10,000 win meant a lot. My son and, you know, longtime partner at the time, was there, his mother Tessa. So, you know, they were kind of like following me around till I got it. And so, you know, it was very, very nice to have that. But, you know, I think that every single time you win, like, I think it means something to somebody most of the time. You know what I mean? So, like, when people need it, it seems like, or they're jubilant and they're very, very happy to, you know, to be there. And, you know what I mean? Look, I know they take care of their horse as well. And I think that everyone can kind of mean something to me.
That's a really, really good way to put it. I was getting announcing advice when I was a young announcer, that, you know, Roger Houston, the great Roger Houston, said, listen, every race is somebody's Kentucky Derby. You know, I mean, every race, no matter if it's a four claimer or an open pace, open trot, it means something to somebody. Aaron, before, and look, I know that's a long way down the road, but anything that you want to accomplish, any big races that you want to win before you call it a career?
Yeah, so that's not really like everybody will have a race, you know what I mean, like that. Like, everybody says this race or that race. I mean, I'm just really, really blessed. I feel like, you know, I've competed in the Hamiltonian Oaks, you know, like, I was third in the Hamiltonian. And you want to have a horse that can win, of course, you know what I mean? Like, but, like, that race there, I guess, is like my, you know, I've been in the race. Gosh, I mean, I hate to feel sound like not appreciative or whatever, like not like goal oriented, but like, you know, guys will say little brown, like, listen, if I'm in it and I do all right, then I'm happy, you know what I mean? But it's not something I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get a Jaguar, I gotta do this, you know what I mean, like to make my career complete, because, you know, this every day is makes your career complete, you know, the person that you are, the driver that you are, taking accountability, you know, being responsible, showing up, being dependable. I mean, all those things mean a lot more to me than winning a big race.
I think it was, I was interviewing Dave Miller about 10 years ago, it wasn't 10 years ago, but about 5-6 years ago on the old Mike and Mike podcast. And I asked him that very same question, and he tells me, he goes, yeah, the next race is the race I want to win.
He's very, very right. He's very, very right. You know, like I said, I hate to sound like, oh my God, like nothing's good enough or whatever, but I think, you know, my everyday grind is good enough. And it's not easy. You know, my best friend's with me right now. And last couple of years, he's really, really helped me a lot. His name's Wyatt Irvine. Like, we kind of do things, and, you know, we've owned some horses together, and we're going to probably get some more here soon so I can maybe slow down a little bit. But it's just, you just want to do good every single time you're out there. Like, it's, you know, if you're in the big race, oh yeah, okay, good, you know. And I've driven 85,000-88,000 times now. It's like, so maybe that's part of it, but it still means a lot to me, if, you know, by winning races and or even getting a check with a horse that maybe not should have. So, like, and that's not like saying just because I haven't had the opportunity to win a couple of the big races, you know, that there are, but, you know, I've competed in about all of them. I've been in Breeders' Crowns, Hamiltonians, you know what I mean? Like, I've been in the Jug, I've been in a lot of the big races, so I've had the opportunity, and, you know, it's cool to be there, but, you know, I'm very, very happy where I'm at.
Aaron, all those wins, all those starts, you still get the butterflies when you get in that race bike?
I don't know if I would say butterflies, but I'll tell you what, I got the lack thereof. I don't get nervous. Like, I mean, nothing really, I'm like, Mike Wilder said it best. He's like, money or no money. Like, he's like, I would want Aaron to drive my horse. Like, because he says, he's like, I would want Aaron. He's like, Aaron drives every race the same. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like try to think too much in it. At one time, absolutely. And I really feel like it puts a lot of pressure on yourself. You know, like, oh my gosh, I got to do this. It's got to work out this way or that way or whatever. I'm not a big program guy, but I mean, I don't want to say butterflies, but like, yeah, it's nice to drive. Like, oh my gosh, I get pumped up. But I wouldn't say butterflies. Like, I was like, oh my God, let's do this. You know, I want to rock and roll and let's get this job done, you know, especially, like I said, you know, some finals, stake finals and stake races and things like that. But I also want to stay grounded at the same time.
All right, Aaron, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on your 17,000th career win. And we're looking forward to many, many more, my friend.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, that was Aaron Barron, but we are painfully out of time. Thank you so much to our sponsors, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio, the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science, Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet, and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. I'm not so sure where this half hour went, but certainly a special thanks to our guests, both Jessica Milner and Aaron Merriman. Don't forget to join us next Saturday morning with the first post of 9:30 a.m. We'll see you then. So long, everybody.
Horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.